past. It's over.
It's over.
Time to meditate.
John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jethro Wilson.
Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I just want to welcome each and everyone who have just tuned in. Wherever you are, I'm saying to you, feel welcome. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. What a beautiful Monday. You are listening to Pastor John Mamabolo. The name of this show is called Time to Meditate. As I promised you in the afternoon that you must not miss today's show. It's going to be awesome, and it is awesome indeed. I just want to welcome you, everyone who have just tuned in now. I see there are people who have just tuned in now. I just want to welcome you wherever you are. You may be in France, you may be in Barbados, you may be in Nigeria, you may be in Namibia, you may be in Tanzania, you may be in Senegal. Wherever you are, we are saying to you, thank you very much, and we are happy, we are excited to be joined by you this afternoon, this evening. What a beautiful Monday. We thank God for today. Now, what we are going to do each and every day before we start our show, by prayer, by praying. Now, I'm just going to say, hallelujah, siyakutumisa. And with this song, we're just going to play this song I'm making you to feel welcome. I'm making you feel at home. It's going to be awesome. Just grab a cup of tea. Just grab your pen and paper. It's going to be awesome. Enjoy this song by Ayanda Ntsandi. After this song, we are going to play the song by Michael W. Smith. The song that is saying, you will enjoy that song. Okay, let's just say Ayanda Ntsandi. Hallelujah, siyakutumisa. Hallelujah, it's a praise. Hallelujah is a high praise. Now we are going to pray. The song that I told you we are going to pray with is a song by Don Moon. It's just saying Our Father. Now let's bow our heads and pray. Daddy, we are praying this afternoon, this evening. We thank you for the life you gave us. We thank you for the opportunity that you gave us this evening. Father, I pray, forgive us our trespasses, forgive us our sins, everything we have done. Forgive us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are the Lord, you are Alpha and Omega. You deserve the best. You deserve worship. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, come and be with us. Touch our souls. Touch our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. You are Alpha and you are Omega. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We have prayed. And we are continuing. I want you to enjoy this song once again by Don Moon. The song is Saying Our Father from the album Excellence. And that is Don Moon. Enjoy this song.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
I told you that's a song by Don Moon from the album Excellent, Our Father Who Art in Heaven. Our Father Who Art in Heaven. That was a prayer. Don Moon was praying there, and he was speaking to God. He was asking God. Now, you are still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. The time is exactly 1817 CAT, Central African Time. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. We are saying time to meditate. So let me ask you this question. How was your day? How is your day? How was your day? It is Monday. Many people, they are saying Monday. They call Monday Blue Monday. Now, okay, let me just go back to where I was. I was saying we are by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for the soul. So if you want to interact with us this afternoon, this evening, you can do so. Our WhatsApp number is +2783-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number. International, as I told you, just say +2783-289-4658. Or you can say 002783-289-4658. If you are in South Africa, you just say 083-289-4658. Our email address is radio@bodygrace.org. radio@bodygrace.org. Or you can go to Skype. On Skype, we are BTGM Radio. Or you can go to Facebook. On Facebook, we are By the Grace Radio. You like our page, you can chat to us. Or you go to our website. Our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, on the right-hand side of the screen, there's a link. You just click there. It will allow you to put your name, your email address. You continue chatting to us. What a beautiful Monday. So we are going to read in the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, and that's where we are going to read this afternoon, this evening, on the show Time to Meditate. Now, I'm just going to play the song that is saying, Nara, meaning take, and we will come back and continue. What you can do now in the meantime, just share the link with your friend. Tell them a favorite show, it's in now. Time to Meditate. Tell them I'm listening to favorite radio, Body Grace Radio. Just share the link. Tell them to join us. It's going to be awesome. What a beautiful evening. Enjoy this song that is saying, the song by Tim Godfrey. Enjoy this song. Nara, which means take, featuring Travin Green.
You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Nare kelemo. If I had 10,000 tons, it still won't be enough. Nare kelemo. Tukuna kwa marele. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render to Jehovah? He has done so very much for me. Hey. Nara, 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 nara. Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Yeah.
10,000 tongues still won't be enough, Jesus. When you hear completely, what shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Your love, keep me by your precious side.
Let him fill your soul. Let him take you in his arms and make you whole. As you give your life to him, he'll set you free. You will live and reign with him eternally. Jesus, oh my Jesus.
Everybody, stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody.
So much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still would be
cool.
Lift your hands. The rain of the Holy Ghost is falling everywhere. The rain of the Holy Ghost is falling in your life. The rain of the Holy Ghost is falling in your home. Let it rain. Come on, say it. Let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Everybody say, let it rain right now.
Let it rain.
Hey,
let it rain.
Say, let it rain. Come on.
Let it rain.
Hey, Eshaleta Bayadosia. Say, let it rain. Tonight, Lord, let it rain.
Please let it in. In every arm of the Spirit, let it in. Just let it in. 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 Glory for what you have done in our life. Only you can take the glory. No one can say I made him what he is. Only God can say it. You are the one who has preserved us. We worship the master of the universe.
Fill me, Lord, till I overflow. Fill me, Lord, till I overflow. Fill me, Lord, till I overflow. And fill my spirit till I overflow. Oh, fill my spirit till I overflow.
I just need more of your feeling right now.
Feel my spirit.
Oh, feel me now, dear.
Feel me, Lord.
Hey,
till I overflow.
Feel me right now.
Feel me, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Till I overflow.
Feel me, Lord.
Feel me, Lord.
Yeah.
Till I overflow.
We need your revival. Hey, we need your anointing. Hey,
let it rain.
Let it rain, yeah.
Let it rain
now. We need your rain.
Let it rain.
Holy Spirit,
send
your
rain,
send your rain. We need your rain right now. Hey, see my boat die. We need your rain, Holy Spirit.
We need your rain, let it rain. That is David G. Now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever it takes for the soul. The time is exactly 18:45 CAT, Central African Time. The name of the show, Time to Meditate with myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. Now, what I'm going to say is, it is raining, and we thank God for the rain. God is good, and He's always good. Now, as I told you, we are going to read the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14. Now, let's just say, tend my life, and then we will continue.
Yeah!
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is David G. He's saying hallelujah. Now, you are still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for the soul. Now, we are continuing with our show. We are back, and we believe God is good. He is awesome. We thank God for everything he has done. You know, God is good. There's no one who is like God. There's no one who is like Jehovah. You know, it reminded me of the song by Donny McLean. Was saying, there's no one like Jehovah. There's no one like Jehovah. Now, the time is exactly 1853 CAT, Central African Time. What a beautiful day. And we thank God for today, because God is good. God is awesome. He's always good. He's always with us each and every time. So there is no one who is like Jehovah. Now, what we are going to do as we continue, as I told you, we are going to read in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter number 7. That's where we are going to read our scripture this evening. Now, wherever you are, maybe you are still stuck in the traffic. We are saying drive safely. Don't rush. They are saying patient pace. Now, the only thing that causes a problem is some of us, we don't have patience on the road. So, we must have patience to arrive where we are going. Now, as I told you, you are still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for the soul. What a beautiful Monday. What a beautiful day. Many people, they call this day Blue Monday. I don't know why they're calling Blue Monday. So I wanted to ask each and everyone, why do we call Monday Blue Monday? But it's fine, we are continuing. Maybe as I speak now, you still feel tired. But I believe as we continue, you will feel much better. As we continue, God will restore your body. God will restore your spirit. God will restore your heart. Now, for instance, if you want to interact with us this evening, you can do so by sending us email. Our email address is radio@bodygrace.org. That's our email address, radio@bodygrace.org. Our WhatsApp number is +2783 289 4658, +2783 289 4658. That is our WhatsApp number. Again, if you are international, as I told you, just start with +27, or you can just say 00 2 00 00 27 83 289 4658. On South Africa, you just say 083 289 4658, or you can go to our website. On website, we you just say www.radio.bodygrace.org. www.radio.bodygrace.org. Then what you do is you can just go there. When you logged in to our website, there's an option on the right hand side of your display. It says we are online. You click that button. What you do is you put your email address, you put your name, you start with your name, email address, you continue chatting to us. Or you can go to Skype. On Skype, we are BTGM Radio. On Skype, we are BTGM Radio. And you just go there. You just chat to us there. You can even call us. You can even send us SMS. Or you go to Facebook. On Facebook, we are By the Grace Radio. It's not one word. It's a by space, the space, grace space radio. Then you like our page and you can interact with us via Facebook. Now, what we are going to do, as I promised you, we are reading in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 1. We're going to start from verse number 1 this evening. And I believe Heavenly Father is going to help us, because God is good. God is wonderful. There's no one who is like Him. He's indeed God of wonders. Now, I just want to remind you of something, and we will continue after it. Let me just remind you of this. Enjoy.
By the ways,
just for a show,
Africa, Yaka, Africa, Yahoo, Africa, Yarina.
By the grace, by the grace, by the grace.
You, this is a song winning campaign.
Arthur and Molahotin Province, Sakani AGF, Malandela Street, Exit 12. Sakani, Utamana Mshangu Vita Kula Santa, 22 Vita 24, February 2019.
Houting, Jamino, by the grace gospel mention, you're right about your name, you're right about Jamino. Jasmo, Jona Uli Tisenda Ke Pastor Mama Molo, Pastor Patrick, Pastor KK Malaji. Whatever it takes for a soul, search for a
Yeah. We will be there, as you heard, our advert, 22, we are there until 24, you heard. For more information, you can just visit our website, www.badegrace.org, www.badegrace.org. You just visit our website, then you can be able to see all the details there. Now, as I promised you, when we come back, we are going to read our scripture reading. And indeed, we are reading in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, verse number 1. What we are going to talk about this evening, we are going to talk about the solution that will help our country. The solution that will help our nation. The solution that will help us. That's what we are going to read this evening. You know, there are things which are happening in our country. There are things which are happening all over the country. This afternoon or in the morning, I was going through my Facebook page. I saw on also through my WhatsApp page, I saw they are saying they somewhere they are banning the Bible. They are saying no one is gonna read the Bible. That's what they are saying. They are banning the Bible. Now, but what I'm going to talk about this evening is something, it will turn things around. And this thing, it will turn your life around. It doesn't matter what is happening in your life, but what I'm going to say here, believe in me, it will turn your life around. God will change your life with what we are going to talk about this evening. And I believe Heavenly Father, He is listening to us. Because the Bible says, when two or three are gathered in my name, I am with them. Where three or two or one gathered in my name, I am with them. Now, alright, let me just remind you once again, the time is exactly 19:02 CAT Central African Time. 19:02 CAT Central African Time. We are in South Africa, in a headquarters, which we are in Midrand. And we thank God for what God is doing. Now, let's just continue. Let's just continue. I told you we're reading in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number... We're going to start from verse number 1. And we'll continue with that verse. And yeah. Now, feel free to interact with us. You are welcome to interact with us. And we are appreciating your support. We appreciate your listenership. We appreciate everything that you are doing. And may God continue to bless you. Now, let's just go straight there. We are reading. Now, all right. Let's just go there now. We are reading. It reads as follows. It's saying, fire from heaven. Now, when Solomon finished praying, fire came down from the sky and burned up the burnt offering and the sacrifice. The glory of the Lord filled the temple. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from the sky and burned up the burnt offering and the sacrifices. The glory of the Lord filled the temple. You know, when King David, I mean when King Solomon finished praying, the fire from the sky burnt offering and the sacrifices. Alright, when it came down. Now, but it happened after King Solomon finished praying. Alright? It did not start before he started praying. The Bible says it happened immediately after he said amen. Then there was a fire in the place of worship. Now, that's a prayer of my heart. That's a prayer of my heart. Let there be fire. Let there be fire in our place of worship. Let there be fire in our place of worship. So the fire can burn everything. You know, there are people who are coming with things into the place of worship. But we pray, let there be rain and let there be fire. Now we are continuing. Let's just continue once again. Now let's go to Isaiah 63 verse number 19. It's saying, some people don't follow you, they don't wear your name, and we have been like them for a very long time. All right. Now let's just carry on. Now, verse number 2, it said, the priest could not enter the Lord's temple because the glory of the Lord filled it. Now, after he finished praying, the Bible says the glory of the Lord filled the whole temple. And even the priests were unable to enter. Even the priests were unable to enter into the temple. That's what I'm praying for. Let the prayer change. Let the prayer change. When we finish praying, we should see the results. We are tired of people coming to church with a lot of things. We are tired of people coming and and wanting to sing in the church while they are not well. Now, the priests, they used to go there. That was their something. They were doing that each and every time. Now, when he finished praying, the Bible says the fire from above came. And the priest were unable to enter. All right. I belong to you, Lord. I belong to you, Lord. Now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. What a beautiful Monday. We thank God for this day because God is good all the time. God is good all the time. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He promised us. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will always be with you. That song was saying, I belong. I belong. I belong. Now, we remember I told you, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. Now, we are continuing. Time to meditate. Now, let me just not forgetting those who are birthdaying today. There are people who are birthdaying today. Some we don't know them, some we know them. But we want to say to them, happy, 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 happy birthday. Now, what we are continuing as we read in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, verse number 1. We are now in verse number 2. Now, in short, I just want to make a summary to those who have just tuned right now. I want to say to you, we read in verse number 1, it just explaining when Solomon finished praying, fire came down from the sky. Fire came down from the sky. So we need the fire of God to come down. We need the fire of God to come down in our place of worship. We need the power of God to come down in our place of worship. Because there are people who are doing things, but they still doing it. Now we need God's power. The Bible says the fire from above came down. And it burned all the sacrifices. The Bible says in number 2, even the priest could not enter. Even the priest could not enter into God's temple. They couldn't enter to do their whatever they were doing. Yeah? They couldn't enter to do their daily work because the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Now, when you go to 2 Chronicles again, number 5, verse 14, said, the priest could not continue to serve because of the clouds, because the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Now, that's what we want to see. You know, if we can pray, but not just any prayer, there is a special prayer. When we pray, it will bring the glory of God down. When we pray, it will bring the presence of God down. It's not each and every prayer that will bring, or it's not each and every prayer which will bring the glory of God. There's a special prayer. As we continue with our scripture reading, I'm going to show you and explain to you what type of prayer. Now, the Bible says, after Solomon finished praying, the presence of God filled the temple. We pray for the presence of God to fill the temple. You know, the Bible says the priest, they used to go there and perform. They used to go there and do things which they used to do. But on that day, after Solomon finished praying, the Bible says they couldn't enter to do their work. Alright, now listen to Exodus 24:17. The Israelites could not see the glory of the Lord. The Israelites could see the glory of the Lord was like a fire burning on top of the mountain. Now, they saw the glory.
Bye.
place of worship. That's where we want to see the glory of God. We want to see the glory of God. We want to feel the presence of God. The Bible says, after Solomon finished praying, no one was able to enter there and do their duties because the fire of God burned the whole place. Now, those who were used to go there and do their things, they couldn't do because of the fire of the Lord. Now, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. And my name is Pastor John Mamabolo. We're saying time to meditate. What a beautiful Monday. We thank God for this day because God is good. God is good. God is good. He is God. He is God of wonders. He's God of wonders. Now we are continuing as well. When the Bible explained to us the Israelites, they could see the glory of the Lord was burning like a fire on the mountain. Now, let's go to Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 5. I was frightened and said, oh no, I will be destroyed. I'm not pure enough to speak to God. And I live among people who are not pure enough to speak to Him. But I have seen the King, the Lord, all powerful. Now, that was Isaiah. He was saying, the way I am, I'm not good enough to speak to God. He said, I have done lots of things. I have done a lot of things. I'm not good enough to speak to God. But there are people who are still taking that risky. We're still taking the risky. I know last night I slept with somebody's wife. I know last night I was in the tavern. But what I do, you find out you still want to preach in the church. You still want to sing in the church. And you know last night, You slept with someone who is not your wife. You know last night you were drinking alcohol. You know last night you were lying. But you still want to how can I say? You still want to go and preach. Now that's why Isaiah is saying, Lord, I don't think I am enough. I don't think I can face you. I don't think I can face you. Now, you are still listening to us by the Grace Radio. Now, what we are going to do here, as we are continuing, let me just remind you not to forget what is happening. Let me just remind you.
By the grace,
just for a soul,
Africa, Yaka, Africa, Yahoo, Africa, Yarina.
By the grace, by the grace.
You deserve your soul winning campaign.
Arfaga Nangola Hotel Province, Zakani AGF, Malandela Street, Exit 12.
Whatever it takes for a soul, search for a
just for a soul. Our Karakura Munda Galila Internet, www.radio.bythegrace.org, our radio at bythegrace.org, our church of Mamorum, 073-269-2731, our Karakura WhatsApp, 083-289-4658.
By the grace,
Enda, we favor man. Nara Dre, I by the grace ministry. Rob Direnga, I wanna gaina.
We are grabbed by the grace radio number 3, Shira Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, Lam Midran, 1685.
Nara Dre, those of the DAD, Mr. Rob Direnga, Chavalina.
By the Grace Radio Station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And go very permanent. You know, this is going to go follow. I cannot teach this radio. I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm going to teach the number 0732692731. Over WhatsApp, we are in 083-289-4658. www.radio.bythegrace.org.
Yeah, by the grace, we are family. By the grace, we are family. You are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Whatever it takes for the soul, what a beautiful Monday. Let me just remind you, the time is exactly 1923 CAT, Central African Time. It is raining here in South Africa in a place called Midrand, Rubber Ridge. I'm not sure of another part of the country, but here it's raining. Now, we are speaking about, in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, we started from verse number 1, when it explaining to us Solomon prayed. As Solomon was praying, the fire from above filled the whole temple. The fire from above filled the whole temple. The Bible says the priest, they could not enter to do their duties. That's what we are praying for. Let the fire of God fill the whole temple. Let fire of God fill the whole temple, especially our place of worship. Because there are people who are doing things and after they want to come and try to perform. Whereas they know they have did wrong things. Before they do, they should ask for forgiveness to God. We know nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. But it's very important to ask God for forgiveness. You know, what I like about God, God is God who is full of forgiveness. But now, another day I was saying, today, he is still forgiver. He can still forgive you. But there's a time where he's not gonna forgive you. You know, we do things and we do lots of things. But let me tell you, he will forgive us now because he's forgiver. But there's a time where he's not gonna forgive us. All right. Let's just continue. Now, we are going to Revelation chapter 15, verse number 8. The temple was filled with the smoke from the glory and the power of God. No one could enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. Now, the temple was filled with the glory. That's what we need. But it's not, there's a certain prayer which it will do this to happen. Now, the Bible says people who used to enter and do their own things, the Bible says that day they couldn't enter to do their things. They couldn't enter. Now, let's continue. Now, we go into verse number 3. It says, when all the Israelites saw the fire come down from heaven and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their face down low to the ground on the pavement. They worshipped and thanked the Lord. They sang the song, He is good, He is faithful. Love will last forever. Love will last forever. That's what they were singing in the song. Love, His love will last forever. In other words, they were saying, God of wonders. That's what I'm playing now. Enjoy it. Somebody raise your voice and thank him, because he is God of wonders indeed. He is God of wonders. Now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Now, the Israelites, they were saying, he is good, his faithful love will never last. His faithful love will never last. His faithful love will last forever. That's what they were saying. His faithful love will last forever. You know, his love will never end. He loved us, and he will continue to love us. That's what I like about God. He always loves us. You know, we do wrong things, we go to him. What I like about God, he always loved us. He always loved us. Now, the Bible says, after when they saw the glory of God, when they saw the fire, they kneeled down and humbled themselves. They kneeled down and humbled themselves. Now, what's going to happen as we continue now? We are continuing. I was just reminding you the time is exactly 1933 CAT Central African Time. Now, let's go to Exodus 14:1. And they believed what they had heard. Then the Israelites understood that the Lord had seen their trouble and had come to help them. So they bowed down and worship God. They bow down and worship God. Leviticus chapter 9:24. Fire came out from the Lord and burned the burnt offering and fed on the altar. When all the people saw this, they shouted with joy and they bowed to the ground to show their respect. Now we need fire of God in our life. We need fire of God in our place of worship, where we are fellowshipping. We need fire of God as well in our country. People are fighting each other into the politics. People are killing each other. People are saying a lot of things. But we need the rain of fire. We need the fire of God upon our life. That's what we need. Healing. We need the healing rain. You may be listening to me now, you are not feeling well. We're saying healing rain. Healing rain. Healing rain. Healing rain. Yes, we're not afraid. Healing rain. Yes. Healing, oh, healing, it's falling down. I'm not afraid. Healing is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. That's my prayer this evening. That's my prayer. May God heal you. May God heal you. May God restore. May God restore your soul. May God restore your heart. Now we are still reading in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7. We are now in verse number 3. We started from verse number 1. Now, what is going to happen as we continue? Now let's go to Numbers 14, verse 5. Moses and Aaron bow low to the ground in front of all the people gathered there. In other words, they were bowing down, they were worshipping God. Because they were saying, God, you are good. God, you are good. Now, Numbers 16:22. But Moses and Aaron bowed down to the ground and cried out, God, you know what people are thinking. Please don't be angry with all these people. Only one man really sinned. Now, what I like about Moses and Aaron, they stood in the gap. Now, we need people who can stand on the gap for the nation. We need people who can stand in the gap for the church. Because they said, Lord, it's not, you know how people think. And you know, you're able to read people's mind. Indeed, God is able to read your mind. He is able to read how you think. Now, the Bible says they bowed down in front of all the people and they were humbling themselves. They said, Lord, it's only one person who sinned. Don't punish everyone. Don't punish. Now, we need such type of people who will stand in the gap. Now, let's read 1 Kings 18:39. All the people saw this happen and bowed down to the ground and began to say, the God is good. The Lord is God. The Lord is good. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. They repeated it many times. They saw what happened. Now, they saw what happened in the 1 Kings chapter 18:39. He said, they all saw what happened. Then they had to bow down and said, God is God. Lord is God. There's only God who can change your situation. You know, I like what David G, the man from Nigeria, he said a song. He said, Hallelujah. Just enjoy this song. He said, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I call you Jesus.
Yes, you have done marvelous things. You have done good things. That's why here, when you read here, the Israelites said, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. That's what they were saying. Now, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Whatever it takes for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul, we still continuing. Time to meditate. The time is exactly 7:46, which is 19:46 CAT, Central African Time. Now, we continuing. Now we are in 1 Chronicles 29:20. Then David said to all the group of people, gather together. Now give praise to the God, your God. So all the people gave praise to the God. Okay, let me start again. He said, then David said to all the group of people, gather together. Now give praise to the Lord, your God. Okay, give praise to the God, your God. The God, all right, let's study it very well. Let's study it very well. It's 1 Chronicles 29:20. Then David said to all the group of people, gather together. Now give praise to the Lord your God. So all the people gave praise to the Lord God. The God their ancestors worshipped. They bow to the ground to give honor to the Lord and the King. Now, let me just remind you once again what's happening in 2 weeks from now. Because when I check, it just tells us the countdown has begun and it's continuing counting down. It's just saying 11 days, 22 hours, 12 minutes, and 27 seconds. What is that? Why am I reading that? Check here. Listen here. What is... listen. Listen. Very well.
By the grace.
Just for a soul. Just for a soul.
Africa, Yaka. Africa, Yahao. Africa, Yalina.
By the grace. By the grace. By the grace.
You, this is your song winning campaign.
Jona will listen to Pastor Mama Bolo, Pastor Patrick, Pastor KK Malaji. Whatever it takes for a soul, search for a
just for a soul. Our paragraph more than a little internet, love. www.radio.bythegrace.org. Our radio ad by the grace.org. Our church on number 073 269 2731.
Yes, 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 yes. That's what is going to be happening. 11 days, 22 hours, and 10 minutes. Takani, we will be there together saying, your faith has healed you. Now, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, let's continue now reading. Let's continue reading. Okay, let's continue reading. Now, we are reading Psalm 95:6. Come, let us bow down and worship Him. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. God made us. And we need to bow down to Him and worship Him. There's no one who deserves the praise. There's no one who deserves worship except God. God is the one who deserves our worship. Now, okay, we are continuing. Let's continue. Let's continue. Those, 2 Chronicles 5:13. Those who bow the trumpets and those who sang were like one person. In other words, they were one when they were singing. Okay, and then they made one sound when they praised and thanked the Lord. They made all loud noise with the trumpet, cymbals, and instrument of music. they sang the song, "Praise the Lord, because He is good. His faithful love will last forever." Then the lost temple was filled with a cloud. You know, the lost temple was filled with a cloud. 2 Chronicles 20:21. Jonathan, Jehoshaphat encouraged the men and gave them instructions. Then he had the temple singers stand up in their special clothes to praise the Lord. They marched in front of the army and sang praise. They sang the song, "Praise the Lord, because His faithful love will last forever." His faithful love will last forever. Now let's continue. 1 Chronicles 16:41. Haman, Jehu, and all the other Levites were chosen by name to sing the song of praise, such as, "Praise the Lord, because His faithful love will last forever." Ezra 3:11. They sang the response song, "Song of Praise," and "Praise the Lord, because He is good. He is good. His faithful love will last forever." Then all the people cheered. They gave a loud shout and praised the Lord, because they found the foundation of the temple has been laid. Psalm 103:17. "But the Lord has always loved His followers, and He will continue to love them forever and ever. He will be good to all the descendants." Now, God will always love us. You know, He loved us and He will continue. You know, we do a lot of things. We sin, He continue loving us. You know, sometimes we do things knowing. You know, I read the Bible, it's saying, when you do something knowing, hey, it's tough for you to be forgiven. His love will last forever. Isaiah 63:7. "I will remember the kind thing the Lord has done, and I will remember your praise. The Lord has given many good things to the family of Israel. He has been very kind to us. He has shown us mercy." Psalm 136:1-26. That one you can read it. It just says, "Praise the Lord because He is good. His faithful love will last forever." Number two, "Praise the God of God. His faithful love will last." His faithful love will last forever. His faithful love will last forever. You are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now I'm just gonna go to the lady from Limpopo. Her name is Judith Sipuma. I want you to enjoy this song, Judith Sipuma. Oh Jesus, that's the name of the song. Oh Jesus, that's the name of the song by Judith Sipuma. Jesus, Father. That is Judith Sipuma from Limpopo. Oh Jesus, that is Judith Sipuma. She sings jazz and Afro pop singer. Oh Jesus, from the album The Experience Live in Concert. That is Judith Sipuma. Now, we are continuing. You're still listening to Butter Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Time to Meditate is the name of the show. A daily show started 1800 until 2100. Now we are in 1958 CAT Central African Time. We left with 2 minutes to enter into last segment of the show, Time to Meditate. Now, let's continue reading. We are continuing reading we were in Psalm 95. Psalm 133. And then we continue. Remember, we read in Second Chronicles, chapter number 7. Now we are in verse number 3. Now we continue with, let me just remind you, if you are driving, coming to Gauteng, let me just remind you, it is pouring, it's very pouring, but not too much, but it is raining. We want to tell you, you need to drive safely. You need to be careful when you drive, because sometimes when it's raining, you know, you can't speed, you can't see very well because it's raining. But make sure you are careful when you drive. We love you, and we enjoy as you keep on listening to us, and we appreciate you as well. Whoever we have just tuned in now, I want to say this to you. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for tuning in. Now, let's go to... we read Isaiah 63. Jeremiah 33:11. There will be a sound of joy and happiness. There will be happy sound of bride and groom. There will be the sound of people bringing their gift to the Lord's temple. They will say, praise the Lord, all powerful. The God is good. His faithful love will last forever. They will sing this, because I will again do good things to Judah. It will be as it was in the beginning. This is what the Lord says. All right. We still continuing. Now we are reading now Hebrews 7:24-25. But Jesus lived forever. He will never stop saving as a priest. So Christ can save those who come to God through him. Christ can do this forever because he always lives and is ready to help people when they come before God. Now, when you call God, God is near to listen to you. He is right near you to hear you when you call him. He is ready. You know what I like about God? He's always listening to us. You know, we do things sometimes, but what I like about God, he's always there to guide us. He's always there to show us the way. Now, let's continue. Luke 1:50. He always gives mercy to those who worship him. I mean, when you worship God, he always gives mercy. Because he is God of wonders and he is faithful God. That is why Tim Godfrey, he is saying, Nara, take. That's what Tim Godfrey is saying. Now I want you to listen to this song, very careful of what Tim Godfrey is saying, featuring Craven Green. Listen to the song, what a lovely song.
Chifoma me me na rekelem jirya.
You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Na rekelem o. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough. Na rekelem o. Tukuna kwa marele, when you hear, you hear completely. Na rekelem o. Tukuma wogumo. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Hey, what shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Hey, Nara, 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 Kele, Nara. Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Yeah. If I had 10,000 tongues, still wouldn't be enough, Jesus. When you hear completely. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me.
Yeah, we can sing with him. I mean, you can join him and sing with him. Nara, I just say take. That is Nara say take. I mean, you can sing. What a song indeed. What a song. You are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We are in the last segment of the show. Time to meditate. The time is exactly 20:07 CAT, Central African time. When you are driving, let me tell you, it is pouring, it is raining. Drive safely, and when you drive, you no longer see very well. I advise you to stop on the side of the road, but stop where it is safe. Because nowadays, when you stop somewhere, people, they come and try to take what it does not belong to them. All right, we are continuing. We're going to verse number 4. It says, The King Solomon and all the Israelites offered sacrifice to the Lord. Let's go to verse number 5. Let's go to verse number 5. Number 5 is saying, King Solomon offered 20,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. So the king and the people showed that they dedicated the temple to God. You know what I like about this man? He was a king, but he knew the secret of giving. You know, sometimes we as pastors, we don't want to give. We want people to give to us. All right? We want people to give to us. We can't give to people. Now here the Bible says King Solomon he offered. All right? He offered 20,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. So the king and the people showed that they had dedicated the temple to Jehovah. I mean he offered with a lot of things. Now, in other words, he knew the secret of giving. You know, we as pastors, we don't give. All right? We want the congregation to give to us, but we can't give. But here we are learning an important part. King Solomon, when they were dedicating God's temple, he gave to God. All right. Let's just go to verse number 7. Verse number 6. The priest stood ready to do their work. The Levites stood with the instruments they will use to play music to the Lord. King David made this instrument to use in giving thanks to the Lord. The priest and the Levites sang the song, "Praise the Lord because he is faithful." Faithful love will last forever. The priests blow their trumpet as they stood across the Levites, and all the Israelites were standing there. I remember they were celebrating. As they were celebrating, they sang. Now let's go to 1 Chronicles 16:39. David left Zadok, the priest, and the other priests who served with him in from the lost temple at the high place in Gideon. Every morning and evening, Zadok and the other priests offered burnt offering to the Lord on the altar to burn offering. They did this to follow the rules written in the law of the Lord, which he has given Israel. Now, they were giving in the morning and in the evening. Now, they did not stop giving. They were giving. Now, for us, we only give once. Now, we must always give. All right. We are continuing. You are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Let me just remind you, you must not miss this. You must not miss it. It's going to be awesome and it's going to be lit.
By the Grace.
Just for a show.
Africa,
Africa,
Africa, Africa,
Africa,
Africa, Africa, Africa,
Africa,
Africa, Africa, Africa, Africa, Africa, Africa, Africa,
Africa, Africa, Africa, Africa, Africa, Africa, Africa, Africa, Province, Sakani AGF, Malandela Street, Exit 12, Sakani, Utamana Mshangu, Vitakula Santa, 22, Vitakula 24, February 2019.
By the Grace Gospel Band,
www.radio.bythegrace.org over radio at bythegrace.org over the church on number 073-269-2731 over Kremo WhatsApp Arena 083-289-4658
by the Grace.
Yeah, I was just reminding you what's going to happen. I was just reminding you what's happening, what's going to happen. Next week Saturday, next week Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. Now you must not miss that part. It's gonna be awesome, and it's gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit. Your faith has healed you. So I tell you, you must not miss that day, because there's gonna be a word from above, especially for that area. Now you must not miss. You must not make sure you don't miss that service. I mean, if you're gonna run off data, just buy data on that day for 3 days. It's gonna be awesome. And it's gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit. In your name. Name. Every time we pray in your name, every time we praise in your name, every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow. You are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We are in the last hour of time to meditate. We are in the last hour of time to meditate. Now let's continue with our scripture reading. Allow me to welcome those who have just joined us in the last hour of our show. I want to tell you, feel welcome. It is awesome. It is lit. It is very, very, very lit in the studio this evening. What a night, and we thank God for what God is doing. All right? We thank God for what God is doing.
Yes, you are good, mighty God. Glorious God, you are. All the glory to you, oh God. Yeah, Lord. Faithful God, oh faithful God. Faithful God, oh faithful God. Oh,
only you deserve the glory. Let's continue. We're left with a few hours, few minutes to close our show. We're in the last segment of our show. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, we are continuing. Now, we are in First Chronicles 60:1-32. These are the men David chose to take care of the music at the tent of the Lord's house after God's holy box was put there. These men served by singing at the Lord's temple. The holy tent is also called the meeting tent. These men served until Solomon built the Lord's temple in Jerusalem. They served by following the rulers, the rules given to them for their work. In other words, as they were serving, they were following all the rules that was given to them. I don't know, do you follow the rules that is given to you when you are saving? Alright, let's continue. First Chronicles 15:16-21. David told the Levite leader to get their brothers, the singers. The singers were to take their lyrics, harp and kemble, and sing happy song. Then the Levites got Heman and his brother, Azab and Ezam. Heman was Joel's son. Azza was Beriah's son. Now, it's just explaining what they were doing. It said this was their job forever. Now, their job was singing. What I like about, they were not competing with anyone. They were not saying, no, me is the, no. They knew their work. They knew what they were doing. Now, I want to tell you, if you are saving in your, where you're fellowshipping, just know your work. You must not try to compete with your pastor. Don't try to compete with the person that you are saving. Alright? You must know that. Just continue saving. Believe in me. God is watching. Now let's just run quickly so that we can finish before our closing time. Okay. First Chronicles 16:41-42. Heman, Judah, and all the other Levites were chosen by name to sing the song of praise, such as praise the Lord, because his faithful love will last forever. Heman and Judah were with them. They had the job of blowing the trumpet and playing cymbals. They also had the job of playing other musical instruments. When song was sang to God, Judah's son guarded the gate. Now everybody was taking his position. Now you need to take your position. You must not try to compete with someone. Now there are people who want to compete with you. Now don't compete with someone. Now you need to run according to your pace. And you must work according to your calling. You must not take all the calling. All right. 1 Chronicles 25:1-7. David and the leaders of the army separated the sons of Asa, Heman, and Judah for special David. Their special service was to prophesy God's message with harp, lyrics, and cymbals. Here is the list of the men who served this way. Alright. Now let's just pass. Isaiah 52:6. This happened to that my people will learn about me. My people will know who I am. My people will know my name, and they will know that I am, he is speaking to them. I am, he is speaking to them. He is, I am. He is still speaking even today. All right, we are running, continuing, going to verse number 7. King Solomon also dedicated the middle of the country yard, the part that is front of the temple of the Lord. There he offered burnt offering, and now, meaning he continued offering. Let's go to number 8. So, there are the temple, King Solomon, and all the people of Israel celebrated the festival. People came from all far as Hamath Pass in the north of the border of Egypt in the south. This huge crowd of people enjoyed themselves for 7 days. Okay. On the 8 days, they had a holy meeting because they had celebrated for 7 days. They made the altar holy, and it was to be used only for worship the Lord, and they celebrated the festival for 7 days. All right, they were there celebrating for what God has done. You know, God is able, and what I like about God, he is unchanging. He is not changing, like he can't change. People, they change, but he will never change. Now let's go to number 8. So these are the temple, King Solomon, and all the people of Israel celebrated the festival. People came from as far as, okay, I read that one. Number 9. On the 8th day, they had a holy meeting because they had celebrated for 7 days. They made the altar holy, and it was to be used only for worship the Lord as they celebrated the festival for 7 days. Okay, number 10. On the 23rd days of the 7th month, which was July, Solomon told the people to go home. All the people thanked the king, said goodbye, and went home. They were happy because of all the good things that the Lord has done for David, his servants, and for his people, Israel. Now, in other words, they were celebrating for what God has done to David. Now, this means we must celebrate the servants of God while they're still alive. It teaching me something now. We must celebrate the servants of God while they're still alive. But we must not make them gods. You know, the problem is, okay, when we celebrate them, we end up making them gods, which is wrong. All right. Now, number 11. Remember I told you we're talking about prayer, but now we're going to verse number 11. So, Solomon finished building the Lord's temple and the king's palace. Solomon did everything that he has planned to do in building a house for the Lord and for himself. Okay? Meaning whatever he said he said I'm gonna build it, and he did it. How many people they said we're gonna do this, they never did it? How many people? You know. We said, no, me, I'm gonna do this, I never did that thing. Alright, number 12. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, Solomon, I have heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place for myself to be house of sacrifice. In other words, God said, I heard your prayer. Now, 2 Chronicles 1:7. The night God came to Solomon and said, ask me for whatever you want, I will give you. Alright? Ask whatever you need, I will give you. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him. He said, I am God all-powerful. Obey me and live the right way. Now, God visited Abraham at the earliest 99. He said, obey me and you will live the right way. Now, if we want to live the right way, we must obey God. It's very important to obey God. All right, let's just say, I can't live without you, Jesus. And we will come back and continue.
Anybody here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple, it says,
tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? I can't live without you, no. I can't live without you.
Here's my heart, here's my mind, I give you my soul, Lord. Need you to take control, cause I tried it all, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it. Take control, cause I've tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it.
Yeah,
on my
telling me what I can do, because I cannot live without you. I cannot walk without you. I need you, Lord, to for me to do things. I need you. Now that is a prayer of saying, Lord, I can't do things without you. Now, well, as we continue, we read in verse number 12. When God told Solomon, I heard your prayer. I heard your prayer, and he said so. Now, when we go to 2 Kings 25, it said, go back and speak to Hezekiah, the leader of my people. Tell him, this is what the Lord, the God of your ancestor David said. I heard your prayer, and I saw your tears, so I will heal you. On the third day, you will go to the place of God, which is the temple, and worship the Lord. In other words, God is able to hear your prayer, but it's not each and every prayer, each and every prayer that God can hear. Right now, we can pray, but it's not each and every prayer that God can hear. It's not each and every prayer that God can hear. Now, let's just carry on. You will understand what type of prayer is that. Now, verse Psalm 10:17. Lord, you have heard what the poor want. Listen to their prayers and do what. Like, now you are saying, Lord, you heard what they want. Please listen to their prayer. And he is able to listen to your prayer as well. But it depends what type of prayer. How do you pray? It's not each and every prayer. But there's a certain prayer that will touch God. Now let's continue. We're going to verse number 13. It says, when I close the sky so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to destroy the land, or send sickness to my people. When I close the sky. Alright, when I close the sky. Now, if I shut up heaven. Now, when you read 2 Chronicles 6:26-28, sometimes they will sing against you, and you will stop the rain from falling on the land. Now, our sins are making our sins are making things like our sins will make a rain not to rain. Then they will pray toward this place and praise your name. You will make them suffer, and they will be sorry for their sins. Alright? Now, number 27. So please listen in heaven to their prayers. Then forgive us our sins. Teach the people to live right. then please send the rain to the land you gave them. The land may become very dry so that no food will grow in. Or maybe a great sickness will spread among the people. Maybe all the food that is growing will be destroyed by instance. Or your people may be attacked in some of their cities by their enemies. Or maybe, or many of your people may get sick. Now that's why Solomon was saying, Lord, forgive us. Now, as I told you, it's not each and every prayer that God can hear. Now, the prayer that God had when Solomon was praying, I'm going to show you as we are continuing with our last segment of our show. Last segment of our show. Now, Deuteronomy 11:17. If you do that, the Lord will become very angry with you. He will shut the sky and there will be no rain. The land will not make harvest and you will soon die in the good land that the Lord is giving you. Now, there are things when you see people fighting here, like especially in South Africa, month of May, we're going to go to vote. We will be voting. All right? We will be voting there. Each and everyone will be voting there for the party that is going to rule for 5 years. But I pray, may God help us so that we can choose the right party, the party that will serve God, the party that is not going to change God's principle. Right. Let's continue there. Let's read Luke 4:25. During the time of Elijah, he did not reign in Israel for 3.5 years. There was no food anywhere in the whole country. There were many widows in Israel during that time. But the fact is, Elijah was sent to none of those widows in Israel. He was sent only a widow in Zarephath, a town in Sidon. Now God heard Elijah's prayer. Now even this evening, he can hear your prayer when you follow. There's a certain criteria you need to follow. There's a certain criteria we need to follow for God to hear our prayer. I mean, it's not each and every prayer that God can hear, but there's a certain prayer that will touch God. There's a certain prayer that will touch God. All right. Let's just go to number 14. That's where I want us to look at. Let's see. And if my people who are called by my name became humble and pray and look for me and turn away from their evil ways, then I will hear them from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. If my people who are called by my name, if they will be humble and pray, I will heal their land. Like when they turn away from their sin, then I will hear them from heaven and give and forgive their sins. Now, the only prayer that will touch God is a prayer of humbling. When we humble ourselves to God, and God will hear our prayer. God will hear our prayer for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. Now we are still continuing. We are in the last hour of our show. Now allow me to just say okay, allow me to do this. God is good and he's always good. We thank God for what God is doing. There's no one who is like God. There's no one who is like God. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart of the people. Okay? The station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people.